All right. News, I guess, of the day. We put Emmanuel Stevens on IR. You saw that. And it's unfortunate, but get him better and try to get him back at some point next year. And then the captain this week will be Buster Skrine, will be the fourth captain. Done a nice job on special teams. He competes, obviously, on defense. And so they felt like he would be worthy, and I think he's a good choice. So that being said, we've already started our preparations for Baltimore. The walkthrough was good. In a little while here, we'll get back out on the field and get after it. So I'll take your questions.
Is Emmanuel in that Sunday?
Yeah.
Eventually, Phil Taylor, do you suppose, later in the
That's
season?
Pretty much what will happen.
Yeah. Vince, are you doing a lot of guessing as to who's going to be there and what kind of shape they'll be in if they are playing on Baltimore's
Anybody
defense?
Specifically you talking about?
Well, playing hurt. Ed Reed's been playing hurt. Some guys have been out. Some guys are out for the season.
Well, we watched, how they played in the last game. And Suggs being back, I mean, I think he had an impact on the game already. I didn't see much difference in last year's version and this year's version. And then, of course, they had the injury to Ed Reed and Ladarius Webb, and they filled those positions. And, I think at this time of year, everybody's a little bit nicked in certain spots, and guys play through things, and you get to see role players and backup players in there maybe a little bit more than they normally would early in the year. But we're not guessing. We got a pretty good feel for who will be in there.
They've given up a lot more yards than they ever have in recent times. How different is the sensibility about going into a game against that defense as opposed to the intimidating ones that they're known for?
Well, I think they're an outstanding football team. They've played against some pretty good offenses. I think they're going to be a challenge just based on who they have out there. And I think they're an extremely good defense. I think it's dangerous when you start looking at numbers. I really do. You want to add up wins. The numbers sometimes can be deceiving.
I guess mostly in the pass rush, yeah. In general.
I just thought he played a good all-around game. You saw him. I saw him being pretty active. He was chasing, batting down passes, making tackles, putting pressure on the quarterback, all the things that, he does well.
You're going to have Joe Hayden back for this Monday night. What difference will he make, you suppose?
I mean, having Joe back will help us. If things go well this week, we might have Phil back. So, we've got a couple new pieces. I think the styles of play will be similar. You kind of establish that. Both teams are a little bit different personnel-wise, and I think that'll probably be more the difference than anything.
What does Phil have to do to show you that he's ready to go?
Well, he's got to have a good week of practice. We got to see him being able to function.
What can we learn from playing that defense for first time they played? And specifically, can he learn anything from that pick six?
Yeah. Throw the ball accurately and on time, That was a good play by them. That specifically that play, you need to be aware. There are certain corners in the league that tend to jump routes, and if you're throwing a controlled route, kind of a timing route toward the boundary, you got to be aware of that. So I'm assuming he learns from that.
Go ahead. Just anything overall about that defense, maybe the way they pressure the quarterback, that he should be better at the second time seeing
him? Yeah, they don't have any problem bringing pressure. They'll pressure with their linebackers. They'll pressure with the safeties. They'll bring five, six, or all of them. And so I think that's something that he's got a feel for because he's got a game of tape against it. And then understanding the leverage that the corners play with, I think, is important.
Can you guys do up front? Has it been a challenge for Trent to kind of stay true to the play and hit the spot as opposed to maybe when in Alabama he had a tendency to kick it outside and freelance a little bit, what I mean?
Well, zone plays, it's important. It's important that you stay disciplined. If you watch our run game, we run a lot of one-back draws, which is a different running style. He scored on a lead draw. And then we also have tossed the ball and man schemed the perimeter. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of different schemes. Really nothing that we didn't see him do at Alabama. I think Alabama has a pro-style running attack as well, and that's why it was easier to evaluate Trent.
You think he's just getting more comfortable also with the guys up front and creating a little bit of chemistry there?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, the runner gets more and more comfortable with the blockers, just like the quarterback with the receivers. I think that's fair. You know, and then him going through all his footwork and the fundamentals that he has to execute on each one. And last week, as you know, he had a chance to practice more. And I think when guys, especially running backs, have a chance to practice throughout the week, it helps them time up their game better.
Say with Trent for a second, he obviously didn't have a preseason because of the knee. Had a couple good games in there, got going, then the rib. Mm-hmm. Now he seems like he's getting beyond that a little bit. Do you feel like now he's ready to go? You're going to get to see what you really drafted over the next 5-6 weeks as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think he's one game beyond it. You know, he showed up well. You know, and let's hope we get a good little trend here. You know,
on third and one. I think the league stat shows that Richardson is 2 of 7 converting that.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've tried several formations to convert that with him. What do you think the main problem has been so far?
Well, we did a study on it. We'll keep our results to ourselves. But I think it's important that, you know, in third and one, you need to be able to execute at a very high percentage for 1 yard, and we've had a combination of things that have happened to us, and it's not always all on the runner, but we need to enforce our will and get a yard. So I'm aware of those numbers, and we're working on it to get it better.
The first game, you guys did a pretty good job on Ray Rice. As you go back and look at it, why was this a
set? Did a decent job on him, but we didn't do a decent job with the other back, you know. So, you know, I think, you know, we know that he's going to touch the football, so it's important that, you know, we minimize the damage that the run game can do. And, but, you know, I think when you talk about defending the run, it comes down to team defense, everybody being in the right gap. They run quite a bit of zone type actions where the backside of the play can become the front side right away, so you got to make sure everybody stays in their gaps. And then we got to try to penetrate, you know, and we got to try to disrupt the run so that you get him going sideways.
How much better would you say your team is now than they were the first time that you faced the Raiders?
We're 2 wins better, you know. I think I see us improving. I don't know. It's hard to quantify how much better we are. You know, I think each game is different. You know, you can look at every game and say it's a must win, or, you know, that was a winnable game, all that. And these games are all individual little battles each week, and the circumstances change. But we all know this. Each one, the one you play this Sunday, is the most important one. And I'm looking forward to playing this game. And you know, I think we have made some improvements, and I'd like to see us go out and show it.
As far as Buster Screen now playing the position he's playing, it's opportunity that presented himself with Patterson out. But does he look like that's the ideal spot for him, or would you rather have him on the outside? All things.
No, I think he can play outside. You know, I think, but I think he does a pretty good job inside. You know, ideally, you'd like to draft and bring guys to your team that are corners that can all play outside and then decide who plays inside. So at this point, that's the role that he's playing, and he just needs to keep battling and improving.
What sorts of things might your offensive line be doing better since the Baltimore game or in general recently?
Well, I think they're playing pretty well together. You know, I think we're trying to settle on things that we can execute. You know, I think there's got to always be an urgency to run the football better. And I think we can still We've got a long way to go in really all areas, in my opinion. But I see them playing well together. You know, and I thought John Greco has gone in with Pinkston being out. And, you know, I don't see much of a difference there in the unit because of that. Now, I do think that, you know, we can still improve, though.
2-6 football team, and there might be a tendency in some places or some teams to pack it in or go through the motions. But in the locker room, it seems like the guys are very confident and very upbeat about their chance against Baltimore. Where do you think that confidence comes from?
Well, I think you build confidence when you win football games, you know. And last few weeks, we won a couple, you know. And so, and then I think you look at, you know, it's easy for coaches to look at the season when you're trying to build something. You can look at the season in quarters and halves, and we got a half a season left to play. And we've got some division games in there to play. And we need to go out and just try to fight to win each game each Sunday. And really, again, then add them up at the end. You know, I think that's the way these guys are. You know, I don't think they look far down the road. They really don't. These are football players. Playing football is what they do. Preparing to play a game on Sunday is what they do all week. And so that's where we're at. And I just try to keep them in the moment and just keep their focus so that they can keep going through the process. Make the process better, and then if you play well, then the results should work out. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe. We'll see. Inside. Where do you want to go, Tony? Yeah, me too. No, I don't know that. You know, the water. Those fields have taken a lot of water here in the last couple of days. So even if it was warmer, I might consider going in just because of the sloppiness.
How much do you emphasize winning in the division? I mean, obviously it's a big thing. You want to win every game, but how much with the players do you emphasize that hey, this is an AFC North game and we've got one, let's get another?
They've been made well aware of it, you know. I think it's really important because, you know, the way to guarantee a spot, you know, in the postseason is to win the division, and you can't do that unless you win your share of the division games. So they're aware of that. They're aware of that.
Decide whether or not your impact is inside or outside. Do you take into account there's the history of knee injuries with the running backs, and there's some hamstring issues that have happened with the wide receivers. Do you take those type of things into account, not going out when it's a little bit more wet outside?
Yeah, I think I take everything into account where we practice. And just being cold isn't that's not the answer. I mentioned the field. You want consistent footing. You don't want guys being slopping around. And I think the new artificial surfaces are a little easier on the legs, so you can practice on them when you have a choice to practice outside than past years. And so it's good to have one. No, but I consider all that when we practice. I think my philosophy in terms of practice is there's a lot of new stuff being installed, and what you want to try to do is create an environment where they can focus and concentrate on and execute the new stuff. And sometimes that involves battling the elements. Other times it doesn't.
You say you've got a long way to go in all areas, in your opinion. Could you provide some context on that in terms of how long will it take to get where you want to be? Is it games away to getting where you want to be, or do you envision it happening all at once and maybe everything coming together in one game?
Well, if you could tell me we're going to win every game, then I'd say we're where we need to be. I know right now we got a long way to go in terms of our individual players improving, how we function as coaches with the players. That's always a work in progress. That's why you practice. This is a sport you have to practice, you know. And so each opportunity on the field for these young guys, they're learning something new. And I don't know. I got a feeling you'll tell me. You know, but as coaches, we just keep working to get better.
Joe Thomas has been around. DeQuell Jackson's been around. Just to use two guys, they shouldn't have a long way to go, should they? You talk mostly about your
Is that in the context of you being a young team, and it's the young guys who need to make the jump?
Well, I think young players, as they practice, make bigger jumps. But Joe's got plenty of things he can work on. DeQuell's got plenty of things he can work on. And if you ask them, they'll tell you. Because it's very rare, unless somebody knows of one, it's very rare that anybody plays a perfect game. And then once you've played, and for whoever's played a perfect game, then that works if you have a one-game season. You know, so then you want to do what? Be consistent and play two perfect games, and that's where the work comes in. And so that's what we talk about, is getting better all the time. And whether you've been in the league a long time or you just got here, there's improvement to be made.
A couple more guys.
That's the best game this season.
Oh. Well, there's...
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
But if you... I assume
that's a good answer.
One of your two victories.
No, I don't know. I think we've got a lot of good football down the road here.